You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning and welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today, and we are very grateful. If you're on Facebook Live, you will see that we have some of our amazing advisors in studio with us today, so we're also grateful for that. It is our prayer that today's show is inspiring, informing, and most of all, gives glory to our Lord. I'm Hans, and I'm seated next to, I'll go ahead and make some of the informal, my bride Amy, and then Lauren, and then Tanya.
Awesome. Well, good morning, everyone. What an awesome show we have. And I said, this is the prettiest show we've had. We've got some awesome, beautiful inside and out guests today. And unfortunately, if you're watching on Facebook Live, Hans is off camera altogether.
Yeah, I like the irony of that statement that I'm off camera. So,
aw, well, we you're here in spirit. You're here in spirit. So we are just so glad that you are here to join us today. And this is usually the part where we kind of talk about what's going on in our life. And we've been just...
Pray tell, what topic?
Well, we are still in college season.
Are you going to re-air that laundry?
Well, we are patiently waiting.
Yeah, we're at that week of early action announcements for some of the universities that our son has applied for. So we are preparing for that newfound information.
Absolutely. And then we're also getting ready for a little trip to my mom's. And she has texted...
Where's the sound for that?
Christian's staying out of that. But no, my mom has texted me.
That was a positive thing.
Yeah. She's awesome. And she's so excited about us coming. And I am too, because she's texted us the menu a couple of times for the entire week. And which is going to be awesome, because I'm still going to be working remotely, but I'm not going to have to cook all week. So excited. And I have coffee ready in the morning. And
just, wow, you're just calling it out.
I know.
You want to add this? She's going to have this. She's going to do that.
Mm-hmm. She's got that big bathtub down in the guest bath. That's going to get some use. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I am in need of a little mom time right now. So I can't wait. And we're talking today about signs of the season and visiting with loved ones. Want to also, first of all, make sure that you all know this is a special show that we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be also re-airing it around Christmas time as well. And it's really important. Want to make sure that you're tuning in to hear about the things that you can look for in a loved one when you go to visit, whether it is Christmas or Thanksgiving or even the new year, kind of things to be on the lookout for.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And we are going to be, as always, we do a ton of education out in the community. So we will be sending out some emails and posting up on Facebook some education coming in the new year. We're going to get through the holidays. I'll take a little bit of a break. Our advisors have been so busy out and about educating the community. And we're just going to chill a little bit and help families through the holidays. And then we're going to start back up, and we will be making those announcements. Again, we are partnered with the Alzheimer's Association. We have access to all of their presentations and programs. And as a faith educator for the Alzheimer's Association, we would love to be able to come in and present that information for your faith community. So just reach out to us. You can call us. That would be the best way. Call us at 888.
Did you just think of that?
I did.
As an option?
I'm just trying to think what's the easiest.
Yes, please.
The easiest is you can go to our website at seniorprovisions.com or you can call us at 888-979-8783 and ask about education and Laura will help you.
Ah. Stupendous. We want to thank the American Parkinson's Association Georgia chapter for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They are a trusted partner with resources and support for families dealing with Parkinson's. And if your loved one has been recently diagnosed or care at home has become too difficult, please give us a call. We would love to help. And again, our number is 888-979-8783.
Well, we have, as always, a spotlight caregiver question. It comes to us from Cindy on Facebook. Thank you, Cindy. And you can submit any questions to us through Facebook. Today she asks, I'm going to go to my parents for the holidays. What should I look for as signs that they need help? And how can I bring up difficult topics with them? Whoa, that was like it was made for the show.
We crafted a show around this question.
We did. We have a whole show dedicated to your
acting skills lack a little bit here.
Well, we're often asked, what are some things that I should be looking for? So I think it's important, and we're asked this question all the time, but we've got some very special guests in studio, some VIPs, Lauren Hamilton and Tanya Shainhoff. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
On cue. That was good. So they are going to be helping to answer this question throughout the whole show as we talk about signs of the seasons and having those difficult conversations. But we're going to put you on the spot. Lauren, lean in close to your mic and share your scripture that you have. So we ask all our guests to come with a favorite scripture. So what do you have?
Mine is pretty simple. It is 1 Corinthians 16:14, and it is do everything in love.
Oh, I love that.
Me too.
That's simple, and completely creates you, or what's the word I'm looking for? Encompasses you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Tanya, what is your scripture that you'd like to share?
My scripture is Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you.
Wow. And why is that important to you?
I just think just seems like that's kind of the key phrase today, be kind. Lots of people with just a lot of different things going on out there. Mr. Rogers movie's coming out, and he's all about being kind. So that kind of was my focus.
I have a, what do they call it, Christian?
I don't know. This is a fun game, though. I love playing this.
When you have the picture on Facebook, and then it's got a little message, is that a meme? Okay,
sure.
He's shaking his head.
Christian wants no part of this.
I have one running on my Facebook page right now. It's getting a lot of likes, and it says, in a world where you can be anything, be kind.
I like that.
I think we were talking about that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think both of you, and we also have other advisors too, and we've got an amazing client care staff that takes all our initial calls, and then we've got other advisors, and you all are kind. And I would say that would be the thing that we've looked for and hire the most for, and that is heart. So you both have been with our company. For Lauren, you've been with us for over 8 years,
and
you've been in marketing. You serve an advisor role. Tell us the area that you cover now of town.
I'm the inside of the perimeter girl. So
ITP.
Pretty much I'm ITP and a little bit of the OTP. So I cover, I do. I go all the way Vining, Smyrna, Lithia Springs, Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, and then anything north of 20 inside of the perimeter, and then Tucker, Decatur, Stone Mountain.
Absolutely. And then Tanya, tell our folks, our listeners, what area of town do you cover?
I'm the Southern Crescent of Atlanta, or we sometimes call it the Southern Smile. But South Fulton, Fairburn, Peachtree City, Noonan, Fayetteville, over to Henry County.
And you all are what I call our front-end staff. Like, you all are out there on the battlefield with our families and our caregivers. And so That's why we brought you in. We wanted you guys to really speak into, you know, you go home and there's discharges from hospitals and rehabs on Christmas Eve.
Absolutely.
Yep. Broken hips while decorating.
Right.
Travel.
Putting up that tree.
What? Say that again.
Putting up the tree.
Putting up the tree and taking down grandma. Yeah. Travel induced dementia because they think it's a great idea to take grandma across the country. And grandma just keeps asking, where am I?
Right.
So things that come up in the holidays, recipes that don't quite make all the ingredients make it in, are great kind of indicators when you are spending time with loved ones. So we have a great show today. We are going to be discussing looking for the signs of decline and warning signals. Folks, it may not be all is calm and all is bright with your loved one, but we're here to help you. We're here to answer some questions and to give you some really good information today. You're listening to the entire Senior Provisions team here on The Harvest.
Hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition, and now Mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Do you know someone who is living with Parkinson's disease? Every 9 minutes, someone in the U.S. is diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The American Parkinson Disease Association's Georgia chapter is here to help. Every day, they provide the support, education, and research that will help everyone impacted by Parkinson's disease live life to the fullest. For reliable information, local educational programs, and caring support groups, please visit apdaparkinson.org/Georgia. Or call 404-325-2020.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Silent night.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We have a special show. We are talking about signs of the season today. And what to look out for while visiting your loved ones around the holidays, and what signals to look out for that may be signs of issues. We are joined in studio today with two of our amazing advisors, Lauren and Tanya. Thank you, ladies, for being on and sharing your sage wisdom.
You're welcome. We're happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So we love scripture, and we love to start frame these discussions with scripture. So Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. And this is the purpose of our show.
Absolutely. I talk a lot about ordained appointments. I like to frame things because we know that God's written details of our lives. He brings people across paths for purpose. We have a team that are active in their ministry. and of helping and advising. And so I know that you all can speak into many, many times when you just walk away going, that was a total God thing and exactly ordained and exactly purposed for us to have that conversation. Lauren, I'm going to call upon you here. You have done hundreds of assessments. You have met with folks in their home, at rehabs, at the hospital, at coffee shops. But you, and we go out to our families, mm-hmm. where so we make it a little easier on the older adult. And you've developed a really sharp eye for some warning signs to look for. You almost can walk right in and have a good handle on challenges, things that maybe are not apparent to families. Can you share with our families some of those, our listeners, some of those things that that you see that they should also be on the lookout for?
Sure. I think a lot of times the first thing that I want to say is that when it's your family member, it may not be as obvious. So you might say, well, mom's acting a little strange, but she's always been a little strange. Let's just be honest. It's family. So
yep.
I think that one of the main, let's start with eating habits and weight loss. You know, how many times have I gotten a call where they say, mom's lost 20 pounds in a year or 6 months. And, you know, every time I go over there, you know, I ask her if she's had breakfast and she says, well, I think so, but turns out she didn't, you know, that kind of thing. I think that's a big,
I think we also, I mean, this is a senior care show. So we're going to talk about some things that maybe, you know, toilet habits mm-hmm. have changed. Mm-hmm. That's a great indicator that
sure.
there are some issues going on with what's being taken in.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a medication, a side effect, but you know, if there's rotten, spoiled food in the refrigerator that your parent is eating and reheating, and that's a huge concern.
Right. I think that when things get tough, just as human nature, you know, when things get harder, you have a tendency not to lean in and to kind of be like, okay, well, I'm not going to do this. Well, a lot of times when you age and things get tougher, whether it be cognitive or just physically getting to the grocery store, driving, things that you might not know, hurdles that you you can't jump mm-hmm. over. I think that's a big reason for the empty refrigerator mm-hmm. or the expired food.
Well, mm-hmm. and I think also too, that they are becoming more aware of this condition and they become more embarrassed by it.
Sure.
It's a source of, rather
isolated.
Than like a pragmatic, logical, like I need to do this better or I need mm-hmm. to get help for this.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes, I don't want people to know about this or notice this because then I'll be embarrassed and then it'll be a sign that I need help rather than seeking out the help to, you know, to alleviate that challenge.
Sure. Or that brings you to hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are unable to get in and out of the shower anymore, you know, that gets pretty tough. And then, you know, if you haven't showered in a couple of weeks, your family's going to notice that, or I will notice that, or if you go to a grocery store. So it's all kind of tying together. Mm-hmm. At that point, you need help. You know, you need help with those things. You need help with the activities that you do every day for so long. They get so challenging sometimes that you'll just stop doing them. So I think that's a lot of it.
I went on an assessment over in Buckhead a couple of years ago, and mom, you know, I was tipped off that mom had dementia. And mm-hmm. so when she came down from her bedroom, she was put together. She was dressed to the nines, had her lipstick done. She knew I was coming. So she wanted to look her best. So she sat down, introduced herself, and I immediately noticed that she was barefooted.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, you know, she's doing everything that she can. That woman never stepped out of the house, let alone met someone in her home as a guest without her heels on.
Yeah.
So that was a real, like, you know, and her family's just sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, and she's doing her best to help me make a good assessment that mm-hmm. she doesn't need help. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of had to dig down a little deeper on that.
I think the male, I've heard that a lot recently, which is interesting. And I actually just had this call this week. Dad went to rehab and he, you know, they thought maybe he was having trouble remembering. They got into his house to try to clean it or to try to help him get home. And they noticed that his mail hadn't been opened in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess he was picking out the things that really were more important, but there was a pile there and it was huge. And so I think that's a good indicator, you know, forgetting to pay your bills or forgetting to open your mail or it just being too much.
If it's a gentleman who every morning goes out and gets his newspaper,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's, you know, you can set your clock to him. And as a neighbor, even you're seeing, you know, there's three or four newspapers still left by the mailbox or in the yeah. driveway. That is a clear signal that things are not well. He may be physically fine, but he just may be forgetting that mm-hmm. to go out and get it now.
Or changes in the home. I get that a lot. If somebody is typically very neat and then you start to see that the home is just, you know, they're collecting everything, trash is piling up, dishes. It's, you know, that's a good indicator. I think anything where you see a big shift in them, their lifestyle and who they are,
mm-hmm.
I think that's when you need to start to take notice that they may not be asking me for help, but I might want to offer.
Yeah. You know, we are part of a faith community and a lot of older adults are as well. And you know, that kind of withdrawingness, isn't that a sign as well that they're not participating as much in things?
Sure. Absolutely. Because again, I mean, things, maybe they have a little bit of memory loss and they don't want anybody to notice. So they stop going to, you know, their card games or whatever it is that they like to do. You know, they might not be showing up to church like they used to, or you know, going to visit with friends like they used to, or their conversation is more limited. They're quiet. They're not. And you can feel, if you want to jump in, because I'm sure you've got some good ones too.
You're doing great.
But, you know, I think that's really just the, yeah, you know, isolating. You become yeah. very isolated.
And they're just managing what they perceive are their mm-hmm. tells, you know, kind of talking about card games, their tells that kind of say, I'm not where I once was, right. either emotionally, physically, cognitively, and they're just finding ways to eliminate those opportunities where people can look into that.
Mm-hmm. I think a big indicator as well is, as a loved one, if you're noticing when they take their sweater off, some new bruises,
mm-hmm.
maybe they're either holding their arm and not using an arm or limping a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to say, hey, mom, you know, did you have a fall? You know, did you stumble? Because, you know, we know they don't want to tell mm-hmm. that they've hurt themselves or they've stumbled because they feel, you know, embarrassed by it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely. So,
and it might be something as simple as putting a nightlight up in the, you know, where the pathway from the bath, you know, from the bed to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It might be something that can, you know, so it might be easily resolved.
Or just taking up some rugs.
Taking
yes.
up rugs.
You know, making
That's
it a little,
one.
Getting rid of some clutter. You know, I think just overall taking a look at the space and seeing where the easiest falls can happen.
Yes.
You know,
well, this is great. And that's one thing I would really recommend. I mean, we all three, all of us could tell stories of things that we have seen. If you haven't been to your parents' house in a while, or if you're visiting like a loved one from church, go have them walk you around the house
mm-hmm.
and engage them to tell you, you know, what's this picture of? What? Who's this? And tell me about this little tchotchke.
Mm-hmm.
As they're communicating with you, you're going to pick up a lot of signs. Mm-hmm. And it's also going to, like, you know, tell me, I forget, where's your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is kind of the inner sanctum. And I mean, it is for all of us.
Right.
You can come to my house, but, you know, if I haven't made my bed, our bedroom door's shut.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to go around, ask to use the bathroom. Bathroom, you cannot hide mm-hmm. what is going on.
Odors.
That's
a big one.
Yeah.
There's some incontinence happening. You know, it's going to be pretty evident. If they're having trouble managing it, it's going to be evident in the house.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So those are some great. So changes in eating habits, weight loss, neglected personal hygiene, unkept hair. If mom always had her lipstick on and now she keeps forgetting her lipstick, or is not feeling well enough to get up and get her hair done. Forgetfulness, unopened mail, medication boxes that are filled and not being empty.
Well, and I was going to say, these are the benefits and the importance of visiting. You know, that your eyes can see what you are not getting across in that 30-minute canned conversation where they ask about the kids, they ask about what's going on, everything sounds, you know, as it always has. But when you get there for a visit, things are much different.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back from break, we are going to continue our conversation with two of the best in Atlanta about warning signs to look for while visiting your loved ones for the holiday. So now we know this. When we come back, we're going to discuss how to talk about it respectfully and with kindness and love. Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to The Harvest.
There you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are so glad you joined us today. We are having a lot of fun here in studio with some of our amazing team members we consider family. Senior Provisions has been in business for over 9 years, and we are proud to say that we have served over 8,000 families in Greater Atlanta.
Wow.
We help families navigate senior care options, and our services are at no cost to you. If you see the warning signs this holiday season, let us help. Call us at 888-979-8783, or you can visit us on our website at www.seniorprovisions.com. Now that we have shared some of these warning signs, let us talk about how to have these difficult conversations.
Absolutely. We're going to call upon our friend Tanya. Tanya, you run a support group down in Peachtree City at Peachtree City United Methodist.
Correct.
And tell the folks, what day do you run that?
We have the support group on the second Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. at Peachtree City United Methodist Church.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. I'm sure that this topic of difficult conversations come up a lot. And, you know, whether it's discussing care needs or discovering memory loss, maybe even talking about the H word, hospice. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's come up. So mm-hmm. What advice would you give to families about these difficult conversations?
Well, you know, initially, with using the warning signs, Lauren was saying the things that you see first, and then, you know, begin with prayer. Pray with your family, pray about it to see if this is the right thing that's going on with your loved one. Also, just remember that start with a humble and respectful heart. This is a very difficult conversation to have, and nobody wants to give up their independence. And if things are being perceived that way, it can come across very difficult for that person, and just be respectful of that, as well as gain wisdom and knowledge. And would that be speaking to someone like one of the advisors here, or even getting involved with Alzheimer's Association, looking up some information that you can better understand kind of what's going on before you get to this point.
Those are all great. And I think, you know, just kind of in general, that's a great formula for tackling anything, you know.
But that's true.
To begin with a prayer, start with a humble, respectful heart, and begin with that wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, so let's talk about family dynamics.
Right.
I just said today to you ladies, I'm like, I have a family with a difficult situation, and you guys just laughed at me.
We did. Yes. We definitely did.
And because there is no perfect family, there is no perfect family dynamics. And it can vary from family to family, and one size does not fit all. But we thought we'd pull together some communication tips. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of go through those a little bit. I'll start off. Start early and pick the right time.
Right. You don't want to wait for a crisis. So, and do try to find Thanksgiving. Of course, these are the holidays are the times where you're going to start noticing things, but you don't want to have that conversation at Thanksgiving dinner. So try to pick a time that's best, a quieter time, not so so much activity going on.
That's great. That's great advice. We often say include others. Lauren, have you seen a time when kind of getting some help from other family members has been a useful, helpful thing?
Absolutely. I think a lot of out-of-state siblings have a tendency to let the one that is next door do a lot of the tough conversations because they, you know, they don't see their parent enough as much, not enough, but as much as the other sibling. So collecting and, you know, safety in numbers, maybe pick right. a favorite. Hey, have this conversation, please.
And we know there's favorites. Right, we do. Right.
We absolutely do. Because that's too true. The one that's usually here and around the family member most, loved one, is sometimes the one that's not always listened to the most. So yes. making sure their favorite's there is very important.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, understanding, and this goes back, Tanya, to the respectful heart. You know, when you turn 80, you don't just suddenly give up your rights. You have a right to say no. You have a right to, you know, even though something you might be doing or not doing is harming you, you have to acknowledge that this is an individual. Even if there is cognitive impairment, give them the respect that they have a right to control and make decisions for themselves. I think there's a strategy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, some of it is the big decisions the family's going to need to make because they're going to be too difficult for your loved one to do. But little things, like if you are looking at an assisted living as a choice and you're deciding that this is the best fit for your loved one, the family members probably will do the best work, the groundwork with someone like Senior Provision, one of our advisors helping them, of course, and letting them do the big selection and then narrowing it down to one or maybe two. And then at that point, maybe at that point, letting the loved one come and have lunch and be able to see where their choice is. But if trying not to let them have too many big decisions like that, because that can be too overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. And also making some of the smaller decisions like, you know, meals and just acquainting them to like the pattern of life. You know, that there may be options in there that they can speak into and say, oh, I'd love it if they were able to do this or whatever. You know, it's those little things that they can then speak into
right.
that as an overall big choice, but make it a better accommodation for them.
And it's a positive. You know, it doesn't always have to be, you know, a super negative conversation. These are things that, you know, are available to them. Hey, this is available for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so it might not, you know, maybe kind of spin it a little bit. Where it's not
right.
so sad.
Mm-hmm.
I came in to a situation this week and was asked to kind of share some more details about a personal care home. I flipped through the pictures, was able to show her potential new room, the sun porch where her friends are going to be visiting. I painted a picture for
Who
her.
Who doesn't like pictures?
I know. And she, so at the end of it, she goes, I said, so how are you feeling? What do you think? And she goes, I'm warming up to the idea. And I felt that was a success. You know, sometimes you have to agree to disagree.
Right.
I gave this illustration to a daughter one time who was kind of in a battle with her sister out of state. And funny enough, the parents were out of state too. But she was, I said, okay, you're painting a picture of you all in a kind of a tug of war. I said, let go of the rope.
Right.
And she's like, what? I'm like, you know, your sister's up there. She's on the front line and let her. She feels so strongly about it. I mean, you know, try it at home. Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting care into the home. It's not a life and death matter, but she really thought they needed to move into a community, which is why she called us. Mm-hmm. And her sister up there felt like they needed to try it longer at home. I said, let go of the rope. And just stop being in opposition always.
Right.
And we love that, especially when we can make someone else the bad guy, like the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You can say, oh my gosh, I can't believe. Well, I guess we're just going to have to do what he says.
Right. Mm-hmm. And using good communication skills as well as keeping to the point. I think a lot of times, it can be something taken personal. And if we're really focusing on safety, in our support group, we talk about this a lot. Safety is so important. And instead of picking something that could be personal to your loved one and hurtful, if you focus on safety, they all still usually understand safety. Mm-hmm. So if you say, this is for your safety, Mom, and the reason we're doing this, we don't mean to take away your home and these kind of things, but we want to keep you safe. We want to make sure that that nothing happens to you in that realm. So that's one of the big things too, is just keeping a word like safety, because everyone understands that. And especially if they're siblings that are having a disagreement and feeling one wants one thing, one wants another, they all want mom's safety.
Well, it sets the priority, you know, it frames the conversation to have that priority as your highest one. And then you work down from there.
Right.
I love the start, stop, start and continue. So, what's great about that is you can progress as long as you're moving in a forward motion. And I always say, don't think of everything as so permanent. I mean,
right.
until you
Absolutely.
Sell the house and sell the Absolutely. Furniture, it's let's give this a try.
Right.
I mean, in Georgia, we have a 30-day out for any assisted living and for most part, independent living, too.
And for home care.
And for home care. Yeah. In fact, you can get rid of home care a lot quicker.
And a lot of people do.
And they do. So, you know, let's try this. Let's start. Let's stop. And then let's see how we can continue.
Right. As long as mom and dad are safe where they are, you start the conversation early, like we said, and then, you know, break it up into little bits. Sometimes maybe at Thanksgiving time, have a little conversation. Then if you're together at Christmas, maybe talk about it again, but just watch the signs and make sure that they're safe. And that way, and by the spring, maybe everybody will come together on the same page, but it is important to keep that so that you're not all exploding in a difficult conversation in front of the loved one, because that's the one thing you don't want to do.
And hopefully you've avoided the crisis.
Right.
The conversations and all of those things that could have happened didn't. And then now you're forced into a very quick decision and, you know, without much temperature taking or monitoring of feelings and emotions and needs.
Mm-hmm. We often will have our adult children that we're working with and those caregivers create a plan B.
Mm-hmm.
That we just kind of are sitting in the wings waiting.
Right.
And hopefully something will happen that's minor or an epiphany. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much. Those are some great ways to communicate in general, but definitely how to have those difficult conversations. When we come back, I don't want to do this, but we're going to have to wrap up our show with ways for our caregivers to reduce stress and have joy during the holidays. Okay, get your pad and pencil. This is some good stuff coming your way. Stay with us. You're listening to The Harvest.
Please have snow and mistletoe and presents.
Giving back to the communities where we live, work, and worship is something Thrivent Financial takes pride in. Strengthening communities and helping you be wise with money is a part of Thrivent's mission as a not-for-profit financial services organization. That's why Thrivent is proud to support The Harvest. Thrivent Financial helps Christians make financial choices that reflect their values, something they call the Wise with Money journey. Their financial professionals are real people who apply their faith, their passion, and expertise to help you be wise with money so you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. To learn more, contact your local financial professionals, Greg Bickhart, Jennifer Yankowski, Kelly Goldsmith, or Rodney Hill at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-884-7483. Or email them at thriventseniorsolutions@thrivent.com. Thrivent Financial. Be wise with money.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Welcome back to The Harvest. We are talking today about signs of the season, and we want you to make the most out of your visits with family and also have an extra pair of spectacles on to see those things that are signs that your loved ones may need some support in their daily living. So we've talked about signs to look out for, and then we've also talked about in our segment before this about how to have those conversations that are challenging and are difficult, and just give you some good tips on how to achieve that in a caring and loving way. So now we're going to segue into if you are attending any of our support groups this month or next, we're going to give you a sneak peek of our program. We're going to share how to reduce caregiver stress and find more joy in this holiday season.
That's awesome. And in fact, I'm doing this program this week at North Metro Baptist.
This week.
And Calvin's Cove in Snellville. So excited. And I know Tanya, I think, is going to take her program south.
Yes.
The Smile.
In December, I am.
Awesome. And these are great ways to reduce stress and find joy, not only during the holidays, but there's some things in here that we're going to talk about as a team that you can do all year. So Hans, you want to start us off?
Well, I want to start you off with a piece of scripture.
Oh,
John
awesome.
16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
That's a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, we have to put things first. First things first.
Wow, that's not cyclical at all. First and foremost.
First thing is first things first.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Who's on first?
Who's on second? What's on first?
So I don't know who's on...
I don't know third. We could just have your
the whole Abbott
Joey
Costello.
Collin, who knows that. I love that because everyone knows that if you are a caregiver, you cannot take care of someone unless you're taking care of yourself.
Yes.
And we talked to other shows about caregiver stress and depression, and particularly not so much in Atlanta because we're going to have like 68 degree weather this week, but in other parts of the country, and even when it gets a little more rainy and a little more cloudy, seasonal affective disorder is a huge issue. I've suffered from it when I lived up north, which is why I don't live up north. And but just having all of that hustle and bustle of the holidays can be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So you take care of yourself first. Tanya, what do you have to offer up?
Well, simplify. I think simplifying the decorating and gifts and baking is so important. I know everyone loves the holidays and we have some wonderful traditions that we've had in the past, but make new traditions. By keeping things simple, you can find something new to do, and I think that's really important.
That's awesome. You know, we've talked about gratitude and practicing gratitude. That should begin with counting your blessings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In end of the year, whether it's Thanksgiving and counting your blessings or Christmas or the new year, taking time to reflect on the good things that have happened and also reflect on the circumstances that God has brought you through. Sometimes that's a little tougher, mm-hmm. but when we praise Him for the storm that we've had, we come out on the other end a little wiser, I think even a little more kinder to others that are going through the storm. Mm-hmm. Hans always says, hurting people hurt people. And I think that's so right. And so taking a moment to just acknowledge the good things going on, and maybe that Alzheimer's has not progressed as quickly as you thought it was. That's a great blessing.
Well, and having grandchildren around that may not be around a lot is a very obvious, evident sign of gratitude.
Yes.
And joy.
And joy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, your schedule may be thrown to pieces. The way you prepared the meal may have gotten sidetracked, but you have those grandchildren that are just full of joy and you get to spend that time with them.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think. Where are you going next?
Music. We're going to music.
Yay! Yeah.
Who doesn't like music?
Love
so
it.
I think this is a really good example, and I think you brought this up in a different conversation about walking into a skilled nursing or an assisted living. If they have music playing for the residents or even just in your home, mm-hmm. you know, as the caregiver, You know, if you're having a rough time, turn some music on. Mm-hmm. If you don't like Christmas music,
like somebody like
our producer,
you know,
play
something
else. Called out now.
he has no mic to defend himself now.
But, you know, I think that it's very therapeutic. I think as long as you're listening to the right music.
Mm-hmm. Spend time in prayer and reading God's word. I mean, you can listen to some worship music and also read God's word.
If it makes you happy, then yes.
Spend time, you know, taking a moment to kind of gather yourself. Try eating again. First things first, eat right, exercise. And if you are feeling overwhelmed, Tanya, what would you suggest?
Oh, definitely asking those to help the family. Ask your spouse, friend, ask others that are in the area that are a trusted friend to help out. Because I think too often we don't ask for help. And so others don't know that we need help. So that's very important.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Know, learning how to do that is a big step.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about maybe new traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time too, Lauren, right?
Mm-hmm.
To walk back down memory lane and create some new memories, but also talk about some of those funny things.
When they were happy,
right?
When they were healthy. I mean, not that they're, you know, I think that when they were in a different state than they are now, mm-hmm. and you were not the caregiver, remembering all the things that they've done for you and all the happiness they've brought you in your life. I think
Absolutely.
That helps.
Well, and there are stories they love to tell. I mean,
there
are stories we hear each and every holiday season that there's that story about the Christmas lights or about the turkey being burnt or something. So, you know, it's a great time to reminisce and make the most of that.
And a lot of times if there is memory loss, I think short-term memory is more difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
So the longer in the past the memory is, the more familiar they are with it a lot of times too. So that's nice.
Especially letting them tell the story.
They can tell it.
Because they all have that memory, hopefully, from back then.
Yes. And then you can maybe enjoy how they changed over the years.
Right.
So I think as we wrap this up, I think the last point we're going to make is let go of perfection. There's no better way to reduce stress and infuse joy than just rolling with it. If the turkey burns, if there's only one light of strands on the tree that are working, laugh about it.
Right.
It's okay. And accept that help. So let go of perfection. Only our Father in heaven and Jesus Christ can claim that perfection.
Absolutely. And take lots of pictures. That's what I always say during that time when you're laughing and having fun. Have pictures of the happy time, because I think a lot of times things can be sad and they only remember the negative. But this is fun, so have fun with it.
Well, and to that point, I mean, pictures become very important as you grow older. I mean, I can tell you just about every conversation I've had during the week about what our kids were doing. Mm-hmm. My folks were asking for pictures, like, oh, just send a picture of that. So they are very much connected to pictures. So it's a great way to have those memories visualize for them.
How about you read that John 16:33 again? I love hearing that. And after this conversation, I would love to hear it again. John 16:33.
I have told you these things so that in me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, what a great show. We want to thank our sponsor, Thrivent Financial, for their support of the Harvest Radio Show. They help Christians be wise with their money while living generously. Contact them at 404-YOU-THRIVE. That's 404-YOU-THRIVE. They can help you out with all sorts of investment information and insurance information. And they're just a wonderful Christian organization. We love them. And I'm going to just say we've got the best senior care advisors in Atlanta. And if you have any questions, our services are no cost to you. Please reach out to us over this holiday season. You can call us at 888-979-8783. You can go to our website at seniorprovisions.com and our Facebook page as well, which is Facebook Senior Provisions.
Forward slash.
And all of our shows are podcasted. And you can kind of scroll down and look for any kind of topic that might be going on. But call and talk to one of these amazing women, and they can help you with your very personal circumstances. We're going to close our show with Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all of your needs with his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no greater provision than Christ Jesus. This is a season to remember him and the provision that God has given us through his Son, our Savior. Have a wonderful week. We love you. God bless you.
And Merry Christmas.